USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
4 million COVID-19 cases in the U.S. That milestone was surpassed yesterday as hundreds of thousands seek unemployment, as Congress debates another aid package, and cases surge in the South and parts of the West. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is warning 11 major cities to take immediate action.
That everybody is following this and making sure they're being about mitigation efforts.
Florida reported this morning more than 402,000 cases, with an average of 10,700 cases per day over the last 7 days. The news comes as Governor Ron DeSantis suggested conditions in his state were improving. The mayors of the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County are urging residents to wear a mask in their homes to cut the spread of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida man faces felony charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a shopper at Walmart who asked him to wear a mask. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department says 28-year-old Vincent Scavetta was charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and improper exhibition of a firearm after the July 12th incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The EU's chief negotiator says it's possible that a trade deal with the United Kingdom will not be achieved by the end of the year. The BBC reports that Michel Barnier says the two sides are still far apart.
The UK did not show a willingness to break the deadlock. By its current refusal to commit the condition of open and fair competition and to a balanced agreement on fishery, the UK makes a trade agreement at this point, unlikely.
There are some glimmers of hope, though. The UK will seek a simpler deal as opposed to several individual ones, and negotiators are closer to an agreement on a limit to the role of the European Court of Justice. Voters in the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016, but the country did not formally follow through with that until last January. A federal judge has temporarily lifted the amount of force federal officers deployed to Portland, Oregon can use. The officers are barred from arresting or using force against someone they should reasonably know is a journalist or a legal observer of protests. The judge's decision came after Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was reportedly tear-gassed. The judge's order will last for 2 weeks as he considers a longer-lasting injunction against federal law enforcement. Wheeler and state officials have called for federal law enforcement to leave Portland, where protests against racial inequality have been continuous. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.